Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us as we count it down to the weekend. 12 noon is when the weekend begins, and I'm so excited about that. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We normally don't do this, but I know that we have a lot of audience that we churn. And the Friday song is so popular that we've got people from all across America who listen on the stream to this show. And they're always requesting it. They're requesting it on Tuesday. But we can't do it. Because of the name. It's the Friday song.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Here we go.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, I love this. I love this because it's the day we work for all week long.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Come on, you know better than that. It's Friday. It's Friday. I just love that. The Friday song, by request. We absolutely love that. We're going to get to your phone calls. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, those of you that may just be joining the show for the first time, this is a statewide radio program of record for the state of Nevada. We have affiliates all across the state, including Carson City and Sparks and Reno and Ely and Battle Mountain and Amargosa Valley and Hawthorne and Pahrump. And our flagship. Our great flagship, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, here in Las Vegas. But we're also every day we service the great community of Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage, the Coachella Valley. That's where Mike is. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to make a couple comments about this Green Deal, but first, I don't know if you guys heard over there, but the biggest homicide case in Riverside County just happened. There's one 21-year-old gang member. They just said his name, but they're not really talking much about him because I believe he might be an illegal because he was trying to run away. They caught him trying to run away on a Greyhound station to Mexico with a high-capacity round magazine, and he killed three teenagers and a 25-year-old and a 17-year-old female and a 18-year-old Caucasian male and another Hispanic teenager. But anyways, yeah, well, that's a big problem out here. The news portray the news in this rose-colored view. I think it's just so they don't affect the tourism industry and all that, you know?
And Mike, you know what? That's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening every week, every day, every month, until we build that wall.
Yep. And this Green Deal.
Yes.
Yes. That you were talking about, of this congresswoman, I think they're putting a big emphasis on this, on straws and all this. You know, I think it's a big, there's just a big diversion, because I think they should not only ban straws, but they should ban all these soda manufacturers from putting their soda in plastic containers, because, you know, we don't really need it. Like, it used to be glass, and it was perfectly fine, and now they got all these celluloid biodegradable plastics that are fine, and they don't really want to use them. And I think they should focus more on the pesticides that are being used right now. I don't know if you noticed.
Or the things that are killing us, like aspartame, the things that we actually put into Diet Coke and some of these other products. I mean, they are literally killing us. Aspartame. Ask your doctor or your nutritionist what aspartame is. And by the way, I am as guilty as anybody, because I consume a ton of diet soda every day. Now our producer is nodding their head, going, No, but I'm telling you, I consume a ton of it, and I shouldn't. And in fact, I've had people tell me. In fact, a good friend of mine, and you know who you are because you'll recognize this. A good friend of mine said, you know, you'd be better off drinking Coke because it doesn't have aspartame or something. And I've never looked at a Coke bottle. But I'm guessing, yeah. But can I tell you this Green New Deal? It's just bizarre. And coming up in this half hour, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. And I want to find out from you if this is maybe where America is headed. Maybe America is turning socialist. Is it possible the American people are becoming 325, billion or whatever it is, socialists? Is that possible? Wow. No, I mean that's what we're being told. That what 325 million Americans are going to vote, and you heard from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in fact, I'll tell you what, let's go to cut 9. Because this is the strategy that they're going to use to pass this thing. Here it is.
When you actually break down our strategy on the Green New Deal, even when you go all the way back to our requests in the fall, mm-hmm. we were talking about the need to draft or come up with a blueprint by 2020. Because what this really is an organizing play. It's so that by 2020, we can get all of those chess pieces in order. We can get a majority in the House. We can get a majority in the Senate. We can capture the presidency, and we can get things done.
That is the essence of this Green New Deal. Now, let me just ask you, and again, I know we've got a lot of conservatives. We've got a lot of moderates. And I'm guessing we've got a good many folks who are none of the above, who are essentially progressives, or, excuse the expression, liberal. They don't like that. They hate it when I do that. The folks at Plan Nevada, they hate it. They hate it. I've heard this because they monitor the show, obviously. But they actually they hate it when I call them liberals. We're progressives. Is that right? Wow. Tell you what, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, you got Frank.
Oh, Frank, I'm sorry.
Frank?
I'll take Frank.
Kevin, the writing was on the wall. Over 575 years ago, I forget the ones that said democracy will never work, the people who just vote to rob the largesse of the country, you know, to whatever. Sir, we're in trillions of debt now as it is. It's just a question of not if, it's when. Our devalued, our government's probably going to come up with its own cryptocurrency. But bottom line is, how you can have anybody on entitlements having the right to vote is it, we are living in an insane place, Kevin. And the fact that two states said you can abort a baby after it's out, after it's birthed. I mean, if there is a God, and there is, Kevin, the atheists and agnostics are going to find out the hard way. What you do to my children, you do to me. Oh, I've never been so afraid in my life, Kevin.
Can I ask you, though, when you look at all of these things that they are promising as a part of this Green New Deal, they are ultimately going to determine that all of these things are rights. That every American has a right to government-provided health care, jobs. You have a right to a job, wages, paid vacations, retirement benefits, housing, food, college, access to nature.
Two things on that, Kevin. You get what you pay for, and if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. I mean, we've become a delusional people, and a people that are in denial. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Frank. You too, pal. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, do you recall the watermelon analogy? Green on the outside and red on the inside?
Ooh.
I think what we need to do is rename this thing instead of the Green Movement. Call it the watermelon yard party or whatever it is that they're trying to pull.
Oh, God. Can you imagine to when President Trump gets a hold of this and he starts going out on the stump against it, he'll find a name for the Green New Deal?
Yeah. Well, I think the watermelon analogy is pretty spot on.
I love that. I love that.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. No, I just love that. We're going to take a quick break. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take a breath, because I'm telling you, this thing is bizarre. But I do think we need to have a national discussion. Are we a socialist country, or are we something else? Are we a socialist country that the government will provide free college, free food, free housing? And by the way, this deal involves providing a new house, upgrades, or replaces every building in the U.S. Every building. The one you're living in now. The government will come by. Oh, and by the way, government folks, imagine turning your house over to your federal government. Whoops. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we will get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. And don't forget, bottom of the hour, you know what we do. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in and you talk about what it is you want to talk about. We've been talking a lot about this Green New Deal, only because it's topical. I mean, it fits all three of the items that we always, you know, kind of the criteria we use for what we talk about. On this show, it's a three-legged stool. It's got to be compelling, something that you actually care about. The Fed, people don't really care about the Fed. They honest to God, people's eyes glaze over when you start talking about the Fed. That doesn't mean it's not important, but it's just not something we talk about a lot. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be topical. It's got to be today's news, not something that you heard 6 weeks ago. And it's got to be something that's entertaining, that'll hold your interest. That's what we do. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com, or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey. It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. And you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I've got one line open. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Wilfred, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I'm not sure I should even be making a comment because I'm coming into the discussion very late because I was on the phone talking about some energy. I'm not sure your comment about America becoming socialist, I think that's a damn fair question. But in my opinion, what's happening here is we're going through some type of metamorphosis or exoskeleton moment where as a society, we've just been terribly neglecting in the fundamental values and maintaining those. So that's a mouthful. The point is we need to redefine what government is. And we also, by doing that, will define free enterprise. And there's one more thing here I think is being overlooked, and that is population control. Now, we're going to have to do something here, okay? The cryptocurrency that I think the other gentleman brought up there are pieces in play like we've never seen before. We're going to have to deal with this. So I don't know where the hell I'm going with that, Kevin.
No. But the population growth, the birth rate keeps going down, doesn't it?
Well, no. It's 7.5 billion people, I think, right now. The point is, our leaders.
Oh, you're talking about world. You're talking about world population.
No. I'm talking about America. If you look around, there's now a police officer on a bus, in a cell phone office, in a theater, in a library, in a grocery store. Our leaders in America have neglected us so bad, have failed us so bad that they've turned us into a third world country by bringing all these people in and claiming that we don't see color and you're a bunch of haters and bigots. And what they have done is they've broken our ability to share assimilated values and communications so that we would naturally evolve. And at the same time, they're using our children as a means to generate revenue to support Mexico and the underdeveloped countries. At the same time, they're all out of control. So,
let me throw something out there, and Wilfred, you tell me if I'm wrong. This notion that a lot of folks on the left are espousing, this whole open borders thing. That anybody wants to come here should be able to come here. The president, in fact, I remember on the campaign trail, said, and he was talking about Dreamers and DACA people, and he said, I want to make sure that we invite the best and the brightest in. We don't want peoples who are going to be a drag on our society. We don't want that. We want the president said it this way. If we're talking about a young person who graduated second in her class at the Wharton School of Business, the same place that Trump went, we want her to stay. We don't want her going back to Guatemala. We want her to stay. We'll talk more about this coming up. Don't forget, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. You call in. You tell us what you want to talk about. What interests you? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. I love Fridays. You know that. Even when I'm a little under the weather, I'm a little nasally today for some reason. I've got some of that allergy stuff going around. But I took some Mucinex and some nasal spray. And at least 34 minutes into our final hour, I think I will survive. I love that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to be a part of the show? You can. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up. You're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. I hope you get. Hope your allergy is better.
It will be. It will be in about 20 some odd minutes.
Yeah, I have something similar. You probably gave it to me, but
there you go. It's the anyway, damn phone system.
Yeah, I know. Listen, have you ever heard the old saying, "Liars can figure, but figures do not lie"?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Now all I hear is if an illegal, so-called illegal alien happens to kill somebody in this country, we're all going to be killed. Well, less than 0.5% of murders in this country are committed by illegal aliens. Over 99.8% are committed by American citizens, over 60,000 a year. But they try to make it like if the government says if one illegal alien kills somebody, we're all going to be murdered if you let any more in. It is absolutely ridiculous. The figures don't even show near that. This is the fear against illegal aliens. I mean, I think an alien should be vetted.
Hey, Carl, you know what I'm going to do? I've got the personal phone call, or the personal phone number of Kate Steinle's parents' phone number. I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to call and say, you know, it's only 1.11111 of the killings, but unfortunately, your daughter was one of them. I want to see how you're going to explain that one.
But what you don't understand is I feel bad about it, of course. But you, like other ultra-conservatives, use that one killing as everybody's going to be murdered. How about all the Americans that kill others? Do you feel sorry about them?
Of course we do.
Come on.
And we do things to try and prevent them. Now, here's the deal. Okay, so in other words... it's okay if Kate Steinle gets murdered, dies in her father's arms on that pier in San Francisco.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not okay. But is it okay that 60-plus thousand Americans are shot every year by American citizens? Is that okay?
No. And we aspire and we try and do things. We put more cops on the beat. We do all kinds of things to try and stem the tide of that.
But the way it comes across is that everybody's being murdered by illegal aliens. This is ridiculous.
Nobody is saying.
Yes, they are. The fear. They're trying to bring fear.
2,000 people a day. 2,000 people a day are being apprehended along our southern border. A number of those, I don't know if it's 1%, 5%, 8%, are of the criminal nature. The question is...
Keep them out.
Fine, and that's why we want to build a wall.
The wall will not do it. 99.9% of the drugs don't come in under a wall or over a wall or anywhere else. You know that. Everybody knows that.
And this
is ridiculous.
But the whole deal is if we stop those criminals who come across our southern border minus a wall. If we stop them with a wall, wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be a positive?
Maybe another 1%. Yeah, it'll be another 1% maybe of crime will be stopped.
And maybe that means the next Kate Steinle won't have to die in her father's arms.
Well, then how about my next-door neighbor who might shoot somebody? How do you keep them out? Or bank robbers or police murderers. Most policemen are murdered by American citizens. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Wow. I'll tell you what it's like. This is like the gun argument. I hear this all the time on the gun argument. Well, if we can stop one person with a gun from killing somebody, this bill to take away your rights and everybody else's rights, it'll be worth it. Is it? Think about that for a minute. Is that worth it? I don't know. Let's go to Marty. Marty, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. The gentleman who just called in has distorted the figures because it's like there are more Americans than there are illegal aliens. Okay, so there are naturally going to be more people killed by Americans and there are illegal aliens. But when you figure the percentages, then it goes up. They do the same thing with the homosexuals, with the molesters. Okay, they say there are more Americans that could commit molestation. There are more heterosexuals that commit more molestations than homosexuals. There are a great many more heterosexuals that commit molestations. But when you consider the percentages, it's really like 1 in 490. Heterosexuals who are molesters, as opposed to 1 in 29 homosexuals.
Good point.
So that
good
might
point.
Not be a very
that's a product of just the difference in the total number of people. Total number.
That's exactly
of,
right. It's a with the figures to make it sound the way he wants the way the left wants it to sound. Anyway, that's just the point I wanted to make.
I'm glad you did. Thanks, man. That frees up a line. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Cassius, waiting very patiently. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to address some of the comments made by unimpressive Carl, and I'm still waiting for that person to make a substantive argument that isn't beyond banality and just empty, you know, sophomoric rhetoric. It's very superficial. Every time he spouts off on the radio, and this is supposed to be a medical school graduate who, let's see, went into psychology instead of psychiatry. Quite odd. But I'll address his accusations. First of all, the state of California, in terms of arrest warrants for murder, the overwhelming majority, I believe it's upwards of 75%, are illegal aliens that reside in the state of California. So the arrest warrants for murder, Carl, in terms of just the state of California, are overwhelmingly committed by criminal illegal aliens. And when you look at it statistically, which is usually figured as per population, let's say 100,000, one per 100,000 population, you'll see although illegal aliens are a small portion of the population as a whole, per capita they commit huge amounts of crime. Now, not just murder, but rape, arson, burglary, drug sales, child molestation. I could go on and on. So they are not... these figures are not being, egregiously or unrealistically cast. They are actually accurate. And I will say, I will also comment about your question about whether the United States is becoming socialist. I think it is becoming socialist well on the road since the 1960s, since the Frankfurt School and other university programs. I went to college in the 90s, and I got the indoctrination about how the capitalists were all robber barons and how socialism is this beautiful idea that just hasn't been applied right. So it's K through Ivy League, my friend. We've been getting it for years, and it is no wonder like people like Cortez, Miss Cortez, and her ilk are starry-eyed about socialism. It is crypto-communism. It's neo-Marxism. And it is really, really quite dangerous. So we need to keep an eye on this.
Cassius, I'm so glad you called. Now, there's a guy that always brings something different to the program. I love it when I hear him. He's unbelievable. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? I've got one line open. One stinking line is open. You can have it right now. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you want to talk about. We've been talking what I want to talk about for the first 2.5 hours. For the last roughly 15 minutes, it's been what everybody else wants to talk about. But I want to find out what it is you want to talk about. Here's how you do it, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but that has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Go ahead and water the lawn. I give a damn.
Sorry, nothing.
If you're wondering why, no, come on. It's Jody Messina. Listen to this.
You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
I just love that. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. It just is. Joe D. Messina. I got to know her when she, and I believe this was in Athens, Greece. We first met in Athens. And I was doing Olympics for Westwood One, the same people that bring you the Super Bowl and, you know, Monday Night Football. They also do Olympics. And so we were there for like a month. And we all went out to dinner. I got a chance to meet her and know her, and she's had a lot of turmoil in her life over the years, but really a great talent. And boy, that song, My Give a Damn's Busted. Oh, I just love that. Let's get back to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've got one line open. You can seize it right now, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Roberto, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, hello. Great show. I just turned on the radio when you were with that caller about Kate Steinle and the illegal immigration.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why he is wrong, and I hope he's still listening. I frequently go to a website that shows all the different crimes on a daily basis committed in this country by illegal aliens. It's called illegalaliencrimereport.com. Here's one that says, this is February 2nd, previously deported illegal alien rearrested in Texas has raped multiple children. They give his name, the locations, and everything. I can open that up. The most recent one, I believe, is here's illegal alien rapes impregnated 11-year-old girl in Texas. He's a 37-year-old Texas man. He's going to get 60 years behind bars for impregnating an 11-year-old girl, Mr. Lopez Sanchez Rolly.
And what is the name of this website or this app?
It is illegalaliencrimereport.com. I saved the link to my phone, and it is under United States Illegal Alien Crime Report.com. And then, you know, if you want to see how many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens, this guy, he can go to different websites. Just look it up. I would use a different link search engine besides Chrome, you know, besides Google. And then I see an article here about Kamala Harris threatening the families who lost loved ones at the hands of illegal aliens. This article is on January 30th. So you can look, that guy, he can look up this stuff. It's out there. He is wrong. Illegal immigration is wrong, even though I know for a fact that a lot of them do come here to work, and they're good people. They believe in family. They're good Catholics. They have a fear of God. But a lot of them do not come here to work. They know about the open border policies, and they come here strictly to commit crimes. I mean, Mexico, if you think about it, they're probably thinking, well, you're willing to take all our criminals. We'll just send them to you and get them out of our country. Because my friends down in Mexico, they look like you and me. They're not the same type of people coming over. A lot of the ones I talk to in my job doing surveys, they have a fifth grade education or less. I just want you to get that across to people who are, you know, Kate Steinle's a bad issue, but it's not like that. No, it is like that. Research it.
Well, hey, can I tell you, that's exactly, and that's why I never quite understood why the right didn't defend the president better when he made his opening statement, you know, on the day he announced, on June 15th, when he announced that he was running, and he said, you know, people coming across our southern border, they're rapists, they're drug dealers. Now, granted, there are probably some good people, and there are some good people who are simply coming here to work. But what they don't understand, or they choose not to understand it, is that these people depress wages, they take up social services in communities like this. In states like Nevada, where we have to spend, what, $50 million on English language learners? I mean, is that really what we're talking about? Anyway, you want to join us, you can. In fact, tell you what, let's go to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
You know, for a man who has 6 to 8 years of higher education, Mr. Carl,
You think he would know more facts, as Cassius and your last caller have explained. I can't explain it any better than both of those gentlemen have done. But just the mere fact that he did not even mention the four senior citizens in Reno that were murdered 3 weeks ago,
yeah.
The young girl in Iowa that was raped and murdered a few months ago, the seven or nine people in New York City that were run over by an illegal alien on purpose. There are so many of these, and for his weak argument to try to equate numbers of Americans killing more, like you said, if this only saves one life, like the Democrats say all the time for all of their giveaway programs and health care and what have you, but this saves more than one life. The state of Texas, 800,000 felonies they recorded in 10 years. If that wasn't a true figure, the libs would have torn that apart. They haven't. Here, I spoke with Sheriff Lombardo about 6 months ago and asked him a direct question. How many felonies were committed by illegals in 2017? His answer was there was approximately 87,000 total felonies, and
wow.
he guesstimated 30 to 35% of them were by illegals. I took 30%. That's 24,000 and change of the 87,000 felonies. You know, you don't see it too much because the hotels, I think, really like to tamp it down. I don't think the media portrays all the real crime committed by illegals and what have you because they want to tamp it down for tourism reasons. But Carl, stop lying. Stop trying. What a weak argument you portrayed, saying, yeah, we kill more than they do. Of course, the population, as everybody has explained, that is such a weak, you embarrassed yourself with that call, trying to portray illegal murders and rapes and felonies as, that's the way of doing business. No, we stop it. If we stop the border, we stop the people at the border, and we only bring in the good ones, then we don't have to worry about all this extra crime.
I love it. I love it. JD, I'm so glad you called. Man, oh, man. What a way to end the show. What an amazing way to end the show. And he's right. You build the border wall. And by the way, somebody's telling me that we're talking about something like 200 miles a border fence is all that's being contested now by this 17-member conference committee. I hope over the weekend they get something done. I hope it gets done soon. That's going to just about do it. Hey, we'll tee it up again Monday. I'll feel better, I know, and I'll sound better. My apologies. A little nasally, a little gravelly today. I hope you have a great weekend. Until we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local, now.
Girl, look inside, girl, let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a letting slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came with the lamp away. I looked around.
I Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.